This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Republican lawmakers unveiled their police reform package Wednesday. The senators proposing changes to police procedures and accountability, countering opposition Democrats' policing legislation with a bill that stays clear of federal mandates. There is a certain urgency to the debate, uncommon to Washington politics, in the immediate aftermath of controversial police actions in which black men have again died while in the custody of police officers. The Republican-controlled Senate could vote on its measure as soon as next week. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to create a database of police misconduct. The president has also said he won't consider any changes to legal protections for officers from lawsuits, though one key Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, seemed open to the idea. An Atlanta, Georgia police officer faces felony murder charges for the death of a black man who was shot in the back as he fled the officer. District Attorney Paul Howard announced Wednesday Garrett Rolfe had no justification for shooting Rayshard Brooks and aggravated the case by kicking the 27-year-old's body as he lay on the ground bleeding. Howard said Brooks didn't pose an immediate threat of death or serious physical injury to the officers. Wednesday, U.S. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper told NATO allies Washington would consult them on the next steps and plans to slash U.S. forces in Germany, the alliance chief said. The NATO Secretary General said Esper had assured anxious European partners President Trump's proposal to cut troops based in Germany by a third was not yet finalized. The move has been criticized as weakening America's commitment to European defense, as well as its ability to wield influence in the Middle East and Africa. The plans caught Berlin and other allies by surprise. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's former aide, John Bolton, writes in a new book that the president pleaded with China's leader for help to win re-election in 2020. Excerpts of the explosive new book were published Wednesday. The former National Security Advisor claims in his upcoming tell-all that Mr. Trump stressed the importance of America's farmers and how, quote, increased Chinese purchases of soybeans and wheat, end quote, could impact the electoral outcome in the United States. Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus around the world. China closes schools in Beijing and restricts air travel from the capital, canceling more than 1,200 flights to halt an outbreak linked to the capital's largest wholesale food market. India's official death toll increases by more than 2,000 in 24 hours. Authorities say the sharp increase in fatalities is mainly due to Mumbai and Delhi updating their figures. Germany urges its nationals in India to consider leaving for their own safety, while France warns its citizens in New Delhi to stay home unless going to an airport to return to Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's government is seeking to ban large events until at least the end of October, according to an official draft policy document seen by AFP. If agreed on by state premiers, the ban could affect shows such as the Frankfurt Book Fair. The president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, becomes the latest public figure to test positive for the virus. He tells journalists his symptoms are mild and he will work from home. His wife has also tested positive and she is asymptomatic. The World Health Organization hails as a life-saving scientific breakthrough the British use of a basic steroid to treat severely ill COVID-19 patients, saving about a third of them. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of three-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. Sudan proposed Wednesday kicking up negotiations with Egypt and Ethiopia on a Nile megadam to their prime ministers to try to break the deadlock. No timeline has been set for when the prime ministers would meet, as Addis Ababa continues to stick to the July deadline of filling the reservoir of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam to the consternation of its partners. Egypt and Ethiopia have not commented on Sudan's proposal just yet. In the U.S. stock markets, the Dow and S&P 500 both fell Wednesday as markets monitored increased coronavirus cases amid worries U.S. stocks are overvalued. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average stood at 26,119.13, down 0.7%. The broad-based S&P lost 0.4%. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.